what kind, where did you see hope and a time of God at work, and what moment of your time in the church particularly carried in excitement and joy? Anyone?
I would say...
I think one of the things that was always exciting was being involved in holiday clubs in the summer. So there was a few years where that happened. And I remember doing it, going as a kid. And then I remember as a teenager feeling really involved and part of something. Helping with planning that, helping with running it, helping out with other people, with peers, with older people. And that just intergenerational thing of people working together. Yeah. It felt exciting. It felt... like family, and it felt like we were doing something productive as people came in to, you know, I guess to hear in the activities, but they also heard something of Jesus in that. Mm-hmm. So that felt fun.
Yeah, yeah.
The one for me, I guess you'd expect it from me, kind of all the tech stuff was, even when I think back now, we were kind of really pretty groundbreaking in terms of what we were doing. Some of the stuff.
Oh.
And I guess there was the Christmas thing, there was the sort of seeker friendly type services. It was just it was something kind of completely different, mm-hmm. a completely different way of doing church. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was heavily involved in lots of that. And it was mm-hmm. it was really exciting and felt really groundbreaking and very different. Mm-hmm. And there was a bit of Kirsty mentioned the holiday club. I mean, I remember one kind of particular summer. I think I must have been videoing it, and I remember being in the Jubilee Hall on a hot, sunny afternoon, kind of editing the video for the following day, because we videoed whatever happened. We kind of videoed it and then used it the following day, and then it kind of grew until we then pieced it all together for the Sunday. But it was just one of these, you spent kind of the entire day there, and it's just what you did. You didn't think anything of it. It's just what you did. It was really exciting times.
My memory of that as well was that some of the older kids, so sort of P7 kids who were maybe a bit too cool now, they got to help with the video editing and got to help do the PA. So that was, you know, it was kind of everybody had a little bit, I think, if that's the particular one you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's great. Anyone else got any thoughts on other exciting times?
We in the short time I was there,
I guess. Sorry, I'll let my sister speak.
No, she's not speaking.
It's your brother-in-law.
In the short time I was there, we got the Friday night youth club started up, and that for me was the most exciting thing that we were involved in.
Yeah.
We had an amazing team of young volunteers, and just everything about it was just really something to be very excited about, and the kids that came through the door and everything was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Paul, did you have any thoughts on other exciting times?
I think most of these things have been group, I think, but on a personal level, being baptised in the church on the day when technology, Gregor just mentioned technology there, technology actually failed on the day I was baptised because the video camera didn't work. But so we went to pictures as well, and I think I was baptised alongside Jim Hutchison. So that was a really important service, and the overflow was opened up because that was one of the things that about Cathcart was that the overflow was opened up, you always knew it was going to be a special service because there was literally no room to get anybody in. And these occasions were always important, whether they be baptisms or whether they be dedications or weddings. When the overflow was opened up, you always knew. And I do remember that the water was absolutely freezing cold in my baptism. And all these individuals who always used to look after things and roll their sleeves up were trying hard to get the water ready from the early hours of the afternoon. So even a baptism was a huge event that took hours of preparation beforehand, and the red carpet used to be laid out as well. I always remember the red carpet in the hallway behind where the changing area was. There was always a red carpet laid out, and you walked across the red, which was actually quite significant. You walked across the red carpet just after you were baptised, and you dripped all the way along it until you got into the vestry. So that was quite an important thing.
Yep.